Good morning, everyone. Today is the 2nd of April, 2022, Monday morning. I hope you all are having a good day, a good week so far. You know, we're told in many places in the Bible to flee idolatry. What is idolatry? Idolatry is placing anything above in reverence to something or someone above God. Placing reverence for a thing or some person above God. The worship of cultic images and art and preoccupation with anything over and above God and His Word is idolatry. How many of us have been guilty of that in our lives? You know, my son, give me thine heart. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. 1 John 5:21. Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of all? At all of by them. Proverbs 23:26. Mortify your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. They that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. My fruit is better than gold. Yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The Lord looketh on the heart. Ezekiel 14:3, Colossians 3:5, 1 Timothy 6:9-11, Psalm 62:10. Proverbs 8:19, Mark 6:21, and 1 Samuel 16:7. Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth the eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with also him that also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Ye are the temple of the living God. 1 Kings 8:27, Isaiah 57:15, and 2 Corinthians 6:16. Well, we've talked about this before as it regards the subject of idolatry. You know, idolatry can be virtually anything that a person sets above God and His Word. And we have to continually examine ourselves and our motives and our priorities. You know, idolatry can actually even be our relationship with others over God. You know, I've often said that many churches are nothing more than social clubs. They're not there to worship God and study His Word. They're there to exalt each other. You know, and so if a person doesn't have an interest in studying the Word of God, there's a problem. You know, if they want to talk about everything other than, there's a problem. But God is faithful to His people. He says, where two or three are gathered together, there I am in the midst of them. But the two or three that are gathered together are gathered there to exalt and worship and praise God and His grace, the Father of all grace. Many times, it's so easy to get off track. Think about other things. You know, think about travel. Think about vacations. Think about new cars. And think about investments. And think about our children. And think about all these other cares of life. When we think about the grace of God, our mind shift, our mind shifts and focuses on eternal things and not the things down here. Dear Lord, the reins of my heart are in Your hand. When troubled waters are before me, my enemies obey Your command. Who can in Thy holy presence stand? But those whom Thou hast delivered with Your mighty hand and chose them in Christ before the world began. My hope rests in Your favorite work and in Your Son, in Your finished work and in Your Son, who gave His life a ransom for many, to rescue their souls from death for eternity. What a delight as I trust in Your grace and mercy to think that You've chosen me to raise me from death to life and set my soul at liberty. When I come to stand before Your holy throne, may I trust in Christ and Christ alone and abide forever with You, for Your blood for me atones. Well, I hope today we are not into idolatry, but we are into the Word of God and we're into praising Him for His wonderful works to men. And that we realize that He has shown us His marvelous grace. And Christ emptied Himself and became a servant to us. Man exalts himself and is full of pride. And over this life makes such a fuss. Christ freely laid down His life and He bled and died. Christ fed the hungry and healed the sick and gave sight to the blind. Man relies on his 401k, his friends at work, and his holidays. Christ had no place to lay His head and had no earthly kingdom in mind. Christ said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Man thinks he can save himself through his own decision and choice and is in bondage to sin and in an awful plight. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden. Listen to His voice. Christ came to save His people from their sins. Man is only concerned with having a good time and betting on the Super Bowl. Who the Super Bowl wins. Christ says, all that the Father hath given me are mine. Christ is seated in heaven on his royal throne. Man is working to make a name for himself, to make himself known, and making himself a fortune and building a new home. Christ is praying a mansion for his people. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. He is the foundation stone. Well, let us be reminded this morning that God is the one that we should worship, Jesus Christ, his Son, and not the things of this earth. God bless.